1 Corinthians, chapter 5. It is actually reported that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not even among the Gentiles, that one of you has his father's wife. And you are puffed up, and did not rather mourn, that he who had participated in this deed might be taken away from among you. For I truly, being absent in body but present in spirit, have already as though I were present judged him who has so worked this thing. In the name of our Lord Jesus, you being gathered together, and my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus. To deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord. Your glorying is not good. Don't you know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, even as you are unleavened. For our Passover also has been sacrificed, even Christ. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with fornicators. Not at all meaning with the fornicators of this world, or with the greedy and extortioners, or with idolaters, for then you must needs go out of the world. But as it is, I wrote to you not to associate with any man who is named a brother if he is a fornicator, or greedy, or an idolater, or a reviler, or a drunkard, or an extortioner. Do not even eat with such a one. For what have I to do with judging those who are outside? Do not you judge those who are inside? But those who are outside God will judge. Put away the wicked man from among yourselves.